Welcome to the Lynch with a Leader podcast takeaway edition, where Mike and Casey sit down and pull out some of the best leadership nuggets from the most recent podcast. Now, here's your host, Casey Lynch.
Well, welcome to Takeaways. I'm your host, Casey, with Mike as we are getting ready to break down his podcast with Dr. Crawford Loritz. Standing question at the top, Mike. What stood out to you most about your time with Dr. Loritz?
So I thought about this a lot, Casey. What didn't stand out to me most? I think from the beginning when he started talking to the end when he finished, I literally enjoyed every second of the conversation. And I think part of it was it resonates with me on a personal level because I'm in the same industry he's in. It's like he's further on down the road and definitely his size of things he's done, but very parallel tracks of life, of audiences we speak to, of all that kind of stuff. He's got more years on me and more experience on me and more depth on me. But man, I resonated with everything he said on a personal level.
You know, that really was a central theme of your conversation was this idea of mentorship and the idea of somebody that's out in front of you and the different stages of life that I thought he broke down in just such an eloquent manner. Who's a person that you would say has been a mentor to you? And to a young leader listening right now, why is it important that they have one in their life?
Well, I think I've had a bunch, and you know this. You've had a front row seat, Casey, along the way with me. I have been blessed with lots of mentors. I call them my mountain, my faces on the mountain guys. I mean, they're the guys that have been there, and there's been a few constants through the years. One of those is Ike Reichard, who was my pastor growing up, who we started North Star together back in 1997. Ike has been that long, steady guy out in front of me in life, in ministry, in family that I can learn from, grow from, be challenged by. He was the one, even when we weren't working together and I was at my first job and he was back at the church I grew up in, he used to always ask me this question, are you still being stretched? I know ministry is going well for you, but are you being stretched? And man, that invaluable thought that somebody has been where I want to go and can help me get there. And so I would say Ike and a guy named Hugh Kirby, who was my youth pastor and really was that, you know, I had Ike as my pastor and Hugh as my youth pastor, but those aren't guys I quit going to in high school. Those are guys, even to this day, I run ideas by or I look to them. And man, those two guys have been huge in my journey.
Why would you say that it's important that a young leader has a mentor in their life?
You've got to get a picture of where you're going. And I think what mentors do is they give you a glance of what life can look like. And they've got experiences. They've got good times, bad times, troubles, you know, tops of the mountains. They've got all those things you can share. So I can either learn by failure, which is a way we all learn. I can learn by running my car off the road and going, hey, there's no guardrails there, you know, FYI, when you come around that corner. Or I can learn from those that have gone before me, save myself a lot of trouble, and glean from their experiences. I don't know how you do it without somebody. I think it was Crawford, I think in the podcast that said, never follow a leader who's not following somebody. Man, that is a great statement because the minute I don't have somebody out in front of me, I'm in trouble because I need somebody that I go, that's where I want to be. And that's where I want my life to head.
You know, I wasn't incredibly familiar with Dr. Loritz. I knew his name, but I was just so blown away by the way that he was able to break down spiritual leadership and not just in a educational manner that you would find in a dictionary, but in the real world practicality of spiritual leadership. And there was one particular moment where Dr. Loritz was talking about, if you aren't willing to live this out, don't have that Bible verse sitting there on your desk, right?
Yeah.
For our millennial Gen Z audience, don't have that Bible verse in your bio. This is something I know for you. This is something you're incredibly passionate about as well. Why do you think it's so important for believers who want to be spiritual leaders that they make sure that their faith is playing a massive role in shaping their leadership? Why is it so critical?
Because once people know I'm associated with Jesus, I've made it known I'm a Christian coach, I'm a Christian business person. Once I've known that, I've associated him with it. Don't give him a bad name by how I choose to live. And that's what Dr. Loritz was saying. If you're not going to live that way, just don't say it. That's fine. Just don't say it. Because if you do say it, you should work with excellence. You should work with passion. You should work as unto the Lord with your gifts, talents, and abilities. And man, I am all about it. And when you see Christ followers who happen to be great coaches, they happen to be great business people. But the bottom line of it is they work for a bigger reason. They work for a bigger purpose. And they don't look like everybody else. I don't think you can live for Jesus and live like Jesus and look like everybody else. I think your life's going to so stand out. We talk about people all the time. It's just like, you don't have to tell them something's different. Everybody knows there's something different about them. Kirk Cousins just signed here in Atlanta. Everybody who's followed NFL football knows there's something different about Kirk Cousins. I don't know Kirk, but I know this. Everybody in that world, they know there's something different. Why? Because he plays for something bigger than him and he lives it out. And so as a Christ follower and as a spiritual leader, our lives should look and feel different than everybody else. And that's what I love that he said.
Let's be honest about this. There's a lot more people who would say that they are Christians and believers than there are people that are actually living out spiritual leadership. Mm-hmm. Where's the breakdown for most people?
I think the breakdown is it's not want. I think they want to. I think it's the discipline of letting go of control of my life and giving him all of me. I think people that fall in that category, Casey, they live in compartments and they do have a spiritual Sunday compartment that I believe is real. I don't believe they've let their Sunday compartment affect their Monday to Saturday compartment. I don't believe Jesus is in the Sunday box. I believe he's in the whole box. And he affects everything that I do, from how I handle my finances to how I handled kids to how I handle my marriage to how I handle other people to how I forgive. I mean, when you follow Jesus, your life looks different. His disciples wanted a box, right? They wanted a religion box. And that was why during the Roman oppression back then, and Jesus said, if a soldier comes up to you and says to carry my bag a mile, you're under law. You had to carry their bag a mile. And Jesus said, no, carry it too. Why? Because you should be better. You're honoring the Lord in what you do. It's more than just following the law. You're honoring the Lord. And so I think the breakdown is we put our lives in boxes and go, well, I have a spiritual box I live out of. No, 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 no. Your life is your spiritual box. And so I think that's where the breakdown happens.
I would completely agree. And I think most people listening right now that know that that breakdown may exist in their life would agree with that. What's the first step you would encourage them to take?
Yielding control of their lives and saying, God, you have all of me, right? I don't know if we will ever recognize how much we've hurt the name of Christ by claiming to be something we're not living. And I don't know how many conversations you and I've had with coaches who say, yeah, that guy says he's a Christian, but he talks just like me, or he acts just like me. Well, that guy didn't know that. But truly, his actions are affecting this guy's future. So I would say it's yielding control and saying, God, you've got all of me. You've got every bit of me. Take me and use me. I trust you and change me from the inside out. It's an inside job. We don't change all those things. We let him change through us all those things. So I would say it's just yielding control.
And I think this is the perfect marriage of your conversation with Dr. Laritz between having the right people in your life and the spiritual leadership component, because it is yielding control. And then it is having those people in your life that can call you out when you aren't acting accordingly. Is it not? I mean, 100%. Is that not such an important place?
Well, I loved his little piece of, we all need Joabs that'll fight for us. We need Jonathans that'll encourage us, and we need Nathans that'll tell us the truth. And if you have those three people in your life, you're going to live a rich life.
That's good. We want to encourage you. Dr. Laritz's book, Leadership is an Identity. You guys talked about it for a small portion at the back end of your conversation. Well, why would you encourage a leader to jump on Amazon, to head to his website today to pick up that book?
Well, it goes into the question you asked a second ago, Casey. It goes into the foundational principle of, this is, okay, I want to be more than I am. I don't want to get to the end of my journey and go, man, I wasted my influence. I could have been all these things for the Lord and I wasn't. This book will give you some guidestones to help you in your journey be that person that you've always wanted to be. It is so I have a spiritual leadership sort of curriculum that I take leaders through. It will be in our leadership curriculum as a book that is for my groups that I work with, that'll be required reading, because it's just solid. It's unchanging truth. And so I think it is a fantastic addition to your spiritual leadership journey.
If you're listening to this right now, you want to go ahead and buy it, we've made it easy for you. Just head to the show notes. You can go on, click a direct link, and pick up Leadership as an Identity. All right, your next conversation is one I know that you've been really, really fired up about. And honestly, for the season that we're in, it's going to be releasing a week after we celebrate the resurrection of Easter. It's very fitting. So why don't you tell us about your conversation with your next guest?
You know, it's so funny, Casey, and I tell you these things all the time, and you're like, yeah. There are a couple people I've chased since this podcast started. So back in the fall of 2017, I made a list of leaders that I wanted to get on this podcast. And relentlessly for years, I've been trying to get them. This gentleman was one of those people, and his name is Randy Alcorn. Most people are familiar with Randy through his book, Heaven. It is the treatise on heaven ever written outside the Bible. I mean, it is the best compilation, would be the better way to say it, of all we've ever learned about heaven in one book. It is phenomenal. And Randy and I spend over an hour unpacking how heaven changes how we live now. It is, you'll never think about heaven the same way. It's going to challenge you and how you live now, and you're just going to love the heck out of Randy, man. He was, I told you how much I resonated with him just on the, I had no idea his love for athletics that he had. And man, it's going to be a special one in your spiritual journey.
You are going to enjoy it. I got a sneak peek at the episode, and what happens after this life is a question that everybody has. And the questions that you wonder about, Randy answers in the interview.
Yes, he
does.
I'm
just going to go ahead and put that teaser out there. So to make sure that you don't miss another great conversation like Mike just had with Dr. Laritz, or this one coming up with Randy Alcorn, be sure to go in wherever you're watching this or listening to this. Go ahead and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And we can't wait to join you again here in a couple of weeks to break down Mike's next conversation with Randy Alcorn. We hope you have a great week and go out and live out spiritual leadership. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today and adding to your leadership toolbox. We will see you Monday when Mike sits down with another amazing leader who is making a mark in the space and place that God has put them. For more information about Lynch with a Leader, please visit the website www.mikelynch.com.